Randolph was laughing his head off, sat with his back against the cab of the truck. "That has to be," he said, tears streaming from his eyes, "the worst jailbreak I've ever seen. And we are wizards, bloody wizards." Daniel extricated himself from his bear hug of the sopping wet gentleman in the truck bed. Bertram Washington was stirring. "Where am I?" Washington asked. Randolph was composing himself, wiping his eyes. "We just broke you out of jail, sir," Daniel said. "They had you in some kind of tank or something."
"Well, that explains why I'm wet. Why am I in my underpants? And why were you hugging me?"
"I had to grab you and teleport you out of the room, sir. A guard was coming." Bertram Washington's eyes got very wide.
"Oh, my God," he said, voice full of wonder. "I'm freezing my balls off."
Everyone agreed that the farm truck had to go. Randolph was saddened by that realization, but eventually acquiesced. Too many people at the jail had seen it, and besides, it was shot full of holes. Some of them were down to the gunfire. Some had been in the truck's body when Randolph bought it. They decided to leave it on the roof of the hotel for the time being. Even though they'd already had trouble with parking the truck on a roof, they thought that the hotel, being a newer building, might be stronger. Just to be safe, Randolph hovered the truck a few inches above actually touching down on the roof, and everyone got out to lighten the load. "I have an idea," said Daniel. "Why don't I just drive it somewhere secluded, park it, and teleport back?" Randolph looked at Washington. "What do you think, old boy?"
"I think," said Washington, shivering and hugging himself. Then he yelled, "that I am cold."
"Oh," said Randolph. "Yes, of course." He threw an arm around Washington, then shepherded him toward the door down into the stairwell. There was an audible alarm on the door, but it only managed to make a single electronic whoop before Randolph silenced it with a finger twiddle. "Wait," said Daniel. "How do I drive the truck?"
"Don't worry," said Randolph over his shoulder. "It will do what you want it to do. Just don't think about falling out of the sky."
The door closed.
"I'll come with you," said Yannicka.
Justice didn't say anything, but hopped back into the bed of the truck.
"I don't think I can teleport with all three of us," Daniel said.
"Don't worry. We use ancient magic," said Justice,
settling into the truck bed with his back against the cab.
"We'll take the bus."
Daniel had a few thoughts about the quality of the ancient magic represented by Atlanta's city buses, but kept them to himself, not wanting to represent his city badly to visitors. Piloting a flying car proved to be less difficult than Daniel might have guessed. It really did go where he wanted it to go. He'd assumed Randolph was pulling his leg about accidentally thinking about falling, and that instinct proved to be right as well. The truck seemed to have safety features, for lack of a better word, in that it wouldn't just plummet out of the sky unless you wanted it to. They hovered over the city lights, looking for a darkened parking lot in which to abandon the truck.
"So," Daniel said, "how are you?"
As soon as he said it, he felt like an asshole. It felt like a pretty lame question to ask.
"Not bad, considering," said Yannicka. "It's been an exciting couple of days."
"Is it always like this? Hanging out with Randolph?"
"We have only been with him a couple of weeks. It's like he says, he was all set to retire, but was asked to stay on. They asked him to try to mind us a bit, then to mind you as well. Same thing."
"Where did he find you?"
"I was held by some very bad people," she said. "It's not very nice to talk about."
"Oh, sorry."
"No problem. Perhaps someday I will tell you."
What about Justice?"
"Also not very nice," she said, with a small smile.
"Yes," came the muffled voice of Justice from the other side of the cab wall. "Was not very nice."
Daniel spotted a darkened parking lot downtown. He wouldn't normally have gone walking about this area of town at this hour of the night, but with a couple of wizards for company, he thought it might not be so bad. If they walked a few miles north on Peachtree, they'd be in Midtown and could catch a cab easily there. The lot was very dark indeed. There was a trash dumpster to block the clear view of the truck from the street. If they leaned some of the discarded shipping pallets that were lying near the dumpster against the rear of the truck, there's no telling how long it would be before someone spotted it. They all got out,
leaned the pallets against the truck. Justice dragged a fallen tree limb over and laid that against the bed of the truck as well. The old farm vehicle will probably rust away into nothing here and never be found.